Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. What is up, everyone? I am so grateful to be here today. I am truly grateful for every day I wake up and I'm still on this planet. There will never be another day like this one. I think about this phrase every single day, and when I think about it this way, each day feels like a gift, and I start out my days feeling so blessed. This past weekend was tough, tough, tough shit. I was sitting at my dining room table on Sunday morning chatting with my husband, and I get a phone call from one of my sisters. We're exchanging some pleasantries, and then she asked me if I'm home. And I'm thinking in my mind, it's kind of an odd question. Why does she want to know where I am? And I told her, yeah, sis, I'm at home. And then she tells me that our nephew Alex passed away in a car crash. And she's going on to tell me what she knows. And I think her voice just faded in the background because my heart stopped. He was only 35 years old. He was so young. My heart was completely broken from the news. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. He had so much more life to live. And we were just getting started again. A few years ago, he had stopped showing up to family stuff, and I hadn't seen him for the past few years. Then, the most recent past 6 months, he started showing up again to family events. And I saw him 4 different times, and we were getting caught up on what was going on in his life. He was meeting the kids and spending more time with them. And it was awesome to have a relationship with him again. And we sent texts to each other and Facebook messages in between the times that we saw each other. And I'm so grateful for this, that we were able to reconnect and spend time together, because now all of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, he's gone. And you know what? I'm all about communication with friends and family, and I'm a total love giver. I'm constantly telling people how I feel and that I love them. So I know he knew I loved him because I always told him I loved him. I would leave after seeing him, giving him a huge hug goodbye and saying, I love you. And I'm so glad I did this because he knew I loved him, and that's all that matters. And I even think about times when he was a baby. He was always the happiest, always smiling, giggling, total happy baby. And as a grown man, he smiled a lot and he still had that great laugh. I will always remember that. I'll also remember camping with them this September and chatting around the bonfire. We had so much fun. Gosh, it's painful to lose someone close. I actually forgot how painful it is. You see, I lost a close friend about 6 years ago who was my age. His name was Mustafa. He was the most incredible human being I've ever known. So giving, so loving. And all the other losses I had experienced up until then had been old people who lived long lives. Mustafa's death rocked my world because that pain was real and it hurt so deeply, probably because he was around my age. And all I can think about with my nephew Alex is that he's at total peace now. No more struggles of this life to deal with. He is at peace. The universe would want it that way. I come from a huge family. I have 6 sisters and a brother, tons of nieces and nephews, and my siblings and I are headed up to my dad's house this weekend to celebrate his 84th birthday. And this couldn't have been better timing for all of us to get together. I'm so looking forward to that. But holy shit, losing someone you love is painful. And for some reason, when they're younger, the pain is more, it's brutal. And, you know, when someone's old and they pass away, yeah, it's sad. But there's some comfort knowing that they lived a long life. 35 years old is way too young and just heartbreaking. Life goes on. And so for me, staying busy is helpful. So I'm not a total emotional basket case all day. And I'm so grateful Alex and I had a relationship again. And that's what today's episode is all about. Relationships. Relationships are so complex. It doesn't matter if it's a family member, a friend, a coworker, a boss, whoever. Relationships with anyone are complex. And they are all so different from each other. You can't navigate a situation with one person the same way you'd navigate it with another, which is why today I'm going to be letting you in on one of my secrets that has helped me in so many ways. I can't even tell you. And seriously, I can't believe more people don't know this. This is the secret to all relationships. And if you want to know why this is so important, because relationships are one of the biggest parts of our lives. They affect you every single day. But this one secret is going to change the way you think about relationships forever. It is going to literally blow your mind. Whether it's with your significant other, your boss, your kids, anyone that plays a significant role in your life is considered to be someone you have a relationship with. And having strong relationships is what can help propel you forwards or backwards from where you're trying to go, aka towards living your most fulfilling life, which is what we're all here for, right? To live one hell of a fulfilling life. So first, I want to define what a relationship is. A relationship is a connection, association, or bond between two or more people. It involves mutual interactions, emotions, commitments, expectations that all form that basis of that connection. Relationships are a huge part of our lives and play a significant role in shaping our experiences and our well-being. Personally, I feel that relationships are what make life worth living. And this might be because I love people and I'm 1,000,000% extroverted, so I get all of my energy from being with people. There are so many components that make up relationships. You've got emotional bonds, two-way interactions, common interests, communication, trust, respect, reciprocity, give and take, commitment, boundaries, duration, ranging from short-term casual connections to long-term lifelong partnerships. And I'm sure you don't sit and think about your relationships in this manner, analyzing the type of commitment and duration, but they all exist within your relationships. Think about all the different relationships you have in your life. There are so many. We have family members who we have relationships with. We have romantic relationships. We have friendships. We have professional relationships with people at work, with colleagues, bosses, clients, or business partners. We have relationships with acquaintances. I have relationships with dance moms and dance parents because one of my daughters is in dance. And I have relationships with swim parents because my older daughter isn't swimming. We have relationships with mentors or mentees to help guide us through personal development or professional development too. We've got relationships with our neighbors. We have spiritual or religious relationships. We have educational relationships where there's student-teacher relationships involved. We have support group relationships. We have online relationships. And you may think I'm crazy, but I've met numerous people online who I've become friends with, and I actually met them in person, and now we hang out. Which I have the coolest story I'm about to share. So I'm in a Facebook group called Tesla Divas. This is a group for women who own Teslas. It's one of the best Facebook groups on the planet because the ladies are so empowering. Anyway, since Teslas are fully electric cars, they can be super complicated when you're a new owner. So there are tons of different Facebook groups for Tesla owners. The ones near me, there's a Minnesota Tesla group and a Wisconsin Tesla group. Now, not that there's anything wrong with those groups. I've actually met some really cool people at meetups from those groups, but the Tesla Divas group is where I can ask questions and not be mansplained to. Did you know men even mansplain to other men? I had no idea. most of the responses in those groups are just total eye rollers, like the infamous acronym RTFM, which stands for Read the Effin' Manual. Okay, thanks, dude. I'll go read the manual before I post in the group, right? No. And I'm not dissing people who mansplain. I'm just thankful for the divas, that group where everyone is chill, eager to help one another, and be super supportive. So I posted in the Tesla Divas group that we were headed to Europe. We were traveling to France, Belgium, and Holland. One of the divas actually reached out to me and said they were having a meetup in Holland around the same time frame that I was going to be there and would love for me and my daughters to join them. So I checked the dates and we were able to go. So it was on my calendar. How cool, right? No, it actually gets better. Esther, who invited me, also arranged for people to pick us up and drop us off at the Airbnb we were staying at. Not only was it an extraordinary experience for me and my daughters, but the meetup was at a castle, a stunning castle, and we went for high tea. It was dynamite. It was such a wonderful experience. Esther was so thoughtful. She had stuff for the kids to do. They had coloring things. She gave them little gift bags. We felt so welcomed. And because of that Facebook group and meeting a bunch of them in person, I have several friends now that I regularly stay in touch with from that group. Esther also invited me to join the Tesla Divas Europe group. So I've been a member of both groups, the Europe group and the US one. So much fun. And Esther has actually been a guest on my podcast. And same with Lexi, one of the gals who picked us up and drove us to the castle. Lexi races drones, and now her job is working with drones. She is a total badass. So many types of different relationships. Every type of relationship we have may have different expectations, different dynamics, and the quality and success of a relationship will always depend on the effort, communication, and understanding that everyone puts into it. Positive, supportive, and respectful relationships can significantly contribute to your happiness and emotional well-being and personal growth. I'm about to blow your mind and fill you in on the secret to all relationships. Your relationship with anyone depends on your thoughts about them. Let me repeat that. Your relationship with anyone depends on your thoughts about them. Mic drop. Should I stop here? I'm totally kidding. But let that really sink in though. Your relationship with someone depends on your thoughts about them. I know. It's total mic drop statement and really puts things into perspective. Your relationship with anyone depends on your thoughts about them. Your thoughts about them will depend on your expectations of them and how well they meet those expectations. So let's go further here and really dig in. You can't have love for someone. You just have loving thoughts when you think about that person. You can't be mad at someone. You can only have thoughts that make you mad. Someone can't hurt your feelings. You're simply having thoughts that hurt. And once you truly understand this, your relationships will never be the same. They will be so much better in every single way. I hope this is landing for you and you're understanding this. Understanding that your relationship with anyone depends on your thoughts about them is just the tip of the iceberg to building healthy connections in your life. And as adults, we have freedom to live as we choose. We get to make all of our own choices without feeling obligated to conform to other people's expectations. Getting to choose is a fundamental aspect of being human, and it doesn't make us selfish. It reflects our right to exercise free will. While it's natural to want to influence others or be influenced by them, it's really freeing to realize we can let go of that need to control or change people. Instead, focusing on our own thoughts and happiness will lead to more fulfilling interactions with people. Allowing adults to be themselves, including their quirks and imperfections, can lead to more authentic and enjoyable relationships. Rather than trying to coerce or guilt others into behaving a certain way, we can embrace acceptance and understanding that will foster deep connections. Ultimately, it's about striking a balance between personal freedom and consideration for others, recognizing that our actions have consequences, and striving to build harmonious relationships based on mutual respect. If you're struggling with a difficult relationship in your life, grab your journal and write down your thoughts about the person you are having a struggle with. Then I want you to reframe those thoughts and think about the things you like about that person. Fill your page with the wonderful things you like and adore about them. It seems silly, but finding something you like about them and physically writing it down makes you believe it more. It gives you evidence that supports more positive thoughts about this person. Now, I'm not saying this won't be hard to do. We all get pissed off at people. So let me give you an example that I don't really hear anyone talking about. This example talks about how to handle a relationship with the big boss. Because we all know that these relationships can be very complex, as well as they involve respect. So when I was back working at Target Corporation, one of my colleagues, Jeremy, came over and said, our director, someone I highly respected, I enjoyed working with, he was a great guy. Apparently, he told Jeremy that I said he was interviewing at Amazon. And Jeremy says to me, I know you would never say that, Renee. Well, thank God, because I wouldn't. There is one thing I hold very dear to my heart, and it's integrity. I have loads of integrity, and I pride myself on it. I was fuming that someone would tell a lie and have my name attached to it. He's right. I would never say anything like that. So I went to my manager to ask her for support in meeting with the director, because I'm not afraid of conflict. And in order for me to not go down some rabbit hole of hating someone for trying to damage my reputation, there might not be coming back from that. So I had to figure this out. Ended up meeting with him, told him my concern. After our conversation, I decided the best thing to do was move on and forgive him, because we worked so closely together. I knew I didn't want this to affect our relationship going forward, because before all of this, I really liked the director and I had zero issues with him. So how the hell do I fix this in my mind and bring my thoughts back to what our relationship was before? The truth is, people are messy and they make mistakes that might hurt you. But how you choose to think about those mistakes going forward is what will decide how your relationship is going to be. I could have held on to this situation for months, and every time if I saw the director, I could let these thoughts bubble up with anger and think about all the reasons that I have not to like him. Or I could reframe all those thoughts to positive, give myself evidence as to why I can think positive thoughts about him again. At the end of the day, this situation didn't affect my career, and it truly wasn't that deep. The only thing that was affected were my thoughts, which I can change. And now you all know how to do as well. So the key points from today's episode are: the secret to all relationships is your thoughts. To overcome relationship obstacles, you have to reframe those negative thoughts to positive thoughts about that person involved. Focusing on your own thoughts and happiness will lead to a more fulfilling more fulfilling relationships in your life. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Please share this episode with someone you love and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star review. See you next week. Cheers, everyone.